morning, everyone. Wonderful weather. What can we complain about? Nothing. We have some announcements. We have a variety Sunday morning this morning. We're honored to have Tom Olson with us from World Mission Prayer League. And we have Greg Anderson doing our children's sermon. You got me up here doing this invocation thing here. But welcome, those of you in the sanctuary, those of you online. It's good to be together on a Sunday morning. We have a few announcements on the back of your bulletin. Right after our service today, we have our annual meeting coming up, followed by a fellowship meal, potluck meal. And on Monday and Tuesday, Brad is still gone on vacation. He'll be back Tuesday evening. There's no morning Bible study on Wednesday or prayer group meeting. And February, wow, here we go into Lent already in a couple weeks. So, and quilters on the 12th and 13th, you can look at this too. Ash Wednesday is coming up on the 14th, Valentine's Day. And First Communion for our classes 5 through 6 and on the 21st. And I got some thank yous here too. To the ones that have completed their church boards, on the council, on committees, a big thank you. And also everyone who brought food last Sunday and worked. And I have one other thank you. Our picture directories arrived at our church. And thank you to Cheryl Rotz over here for everything. Thank you. It was a big job, bigger than I think she anticipated when she took it on, but she followed through. She was dedicated. She was persistent in getting this done. So thank you so much. So with that, is there any other announcements that should be taken care of? Cheryl.
Anyone that doesn't have a mailbox, I put your directory in Manila envelope with your address and name on it. And it's for the church that you're going to break, like on a ledge by the mailbox. So, you know, if you don't have a mailbox, there's still a directory for you.
Okay. if your excuse me, directory isn't in your mailbox, it's on the side.
Don't have a mailbox.
Okay. If they, okay. So it's there for you. Any other?
Do we have church council on the 13th at 5 o'clock?
At 5 o'clock on the 13th. We're going to meet with Randy Freund. And then our regular meeting will be 6 o'clock. So we'll have a 2-hour session here, perhaps. Anything else?
Also, choirs will be Zoom in February.
All right. Going once? All right. Okay, let's, like Brad says, let's turn the corner. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Singing our opening hymn of worship, Be Thou My Vision.
Be Thou My Vision. Our call to worship this morning is a responsive reading found in the book of Psalm. It comes from Psalm chapter 111, verses 2, 3, 9, and 10. Great are the works of the Lord. Full of splendor and majesty is his work.
And his righteousness
endures forever. He sent redemption to his people. Holy and awesome is his name.
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
All those who practice it have a good understanding. His praise endures forever. Let us pray. Gracious and compassionate God, you gather us all into your radiant presence and reveal your Son as our Savior. Make whole all that is broken and speak truth to us in our confusion. Be our ever helpful presence in our time of need. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our
prayer. I'll ask any praise singers who wish to join me up front as we turn to the hymn titled, My Hope is Built on Nothing Less. It's hymn number 293 in the green hymnals or as seen on the screens.
O Christ, the solid rock I stand. How true that is, and all other ground is sinking sand. Wow. Let us begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Yes. Most merciful God, we confess that we are in bondage to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways for the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for you. And for his sake, God forgives you all your sins. To those who believe in Jesus Christ, he gives the power to become the children of God and bestows on them the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us read together the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. In the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
And the peace of God be with each and every one of you also this morning. Thank you.
First reading is from Corinthians 8, chapter 8, verses 1 to 13. Food offered to idols. Now concerning food offered to idols, we know that all of us possess knowledge. This knowledge puffs up, but love builds up. If anyone imagines that he knows something, he does not yet know what as he ought to know. But if anyone loves God, he is known by God. Therefore, as to eating food offered to idols, we know that an idol has no real existence, and that there is no God but one. For although there may be so-called gods in heaven or on earth, as indeed there are many gods and many lords, yet for us there was one God, the Father, from whom all things and for whom we exist, and one Lord, Jesus Christ, through whom all things and through whom we exist. However, not all possess this knowledge, but some, through former association with idols, eat food as really offered to an idol, and their conscience, though being weak, is defiled. God will not command, food will not commend us to God. We are no worse off if we do not eat, and no better off if we do. But take care that this might that this right of yours does not somehow become a stumbling block to the weak. For if anyone sees you who have knowledge of eating in a temple, in an idol's temple, will he not be encouraged if his conscience is weak to eat food offered to idols? And so by your knowledge, this weak person is destroyed, the brother of, for whom Christ died, thus sinning against your brothers and wounding their conscience when it is weak. You sin against Christ. Therefore, if food makes my brother stumble, I will never eat meat, lest I make my brother stumble. The second reading is from Mark chapter 1, verses 21 to 28. Jesus heals a man with unclean spirit. And they went to Capernaum, and immediately on the Sabbath, he entered the synagogue and was teaching. And they were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one who had authority, and not as the scribes. And immediately there was in the synagogue a man with an unclean spirit. And he cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be silent and come out of him." And the unclean spirit, convulsing him and crying out with a loud voice, came out of him. And they were all amazed. So they questioned among themselves, saying, "What is this? A new teaching with authority? He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." And at once his fame spread everywhere throughout all of the surrounding region of Galilee. Prayers of the Church. God of compassion, be close to those who are ill, afraid, or in isolation. In their loneliness, be their consolation. In their darkness, be their light. Through him who suffered alone on the cross, but reigns with you in glory, Jesus Christ our Lord. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Protect us, O Lord, from distrust of your fatherly care. When we become anxious about earthly needs, and direct us anew to live for the hallowing of your name, the coming of your kingdom, and the doing of your will. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for the persecuted church. We ask your mercy, O Lord, for those who are falsely accused, wrongly imprisoned, and martyred for your name. May they gain release, be restored to life, and inspired us by their sacrifice. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Thank you, Jeff. Like Brad always says, it's about halftime, so let us stand and share the peace.
I'd like to share with you is one I've done before, but I just really like it. The name of the song is "Speak, O Lord."
your holy word. Take your truth, plant it deep in us, shape and fashion us in your likeness, that the light of Christ may be seen today in our acts of love and our deeds of faith. Speak, O Lord, and fulfill in us all your purpose for your glory. Teach us, Lord, full obedience, holy reverence, true humility. Test our thoughts and our attitudes in the radiance of your purity. Cause our faith to rise, cause our eyes to see your majestic love and authority. Words of power that can never fail, let their truth prevail, overrun be thee. Speak, O Lord, and renew our minds. Help us grasp the heights of your plans for us. Truth unchanged from the dawn of time that will echo down through eternity, and by grace we'll stand on your promises, and by faith we'll walk as you walk with us. Speak, O Lord, till your church is built and the earth is filled with your glory. And by grace we'll walk as you walk with us, and by faith we'll walk on your promises. Speak, O Lord, till your church is built and the earth is filled with your glory.
Any children, would you come over to this corner here? Dacia's coming from the direction with some fruit snacks. That's the enticement, if nothing else. Thank you for coming up this morning. So we're going to talk about some of the things that Jesus said. In John 14:21, he said, if you love me, you'll obey my words. And later in Matthew, Jesus has told us the Great Commission. And the Great Commission is, go ye into all the world, baptizing in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Today, we have Tom Olson here, who is actually going to go. You know, God has put us into our jobs, into where we live, and we get to support people like Tom as he actually goes there. We still are getting credit for him going there because we support him, and we need to stay back here and make a living and make some money so we can help support him. That's all part of God's plan. So thank you for coming up. Go ye into all the world, baptizing in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, Daisha. Thank you for that.
I thank you all for inviting me to be here this day. I spoke here a couple years ago with my wife Eunice, and my name is Tom Olson, and we are with the World Mission Prayer League, and I'm just so thankful that we have time today together. Thank you for that beautiful children's message, which is not just for kids, but for all of us. So let's begin with a word of prayer. Oh, gracious Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and praise for your mighty and powerful word. We thank you and we praise you, and we ask that you continue to speak, dear Lord, till your church is built and this whole earth is filled with your glory. Silence and cast out whatever is within us, dear Lord, that would keep us from hearing your word and receiving it in faith. In the name of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. And I begin by giving you the salutation that Paul gave the Galatians in Galatians chapter 1. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins to deliver us from this present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Thank you again for inviting me to share with you what exactly Eunice and I are doing in the Central African Republic. That's where she's from, but in the Democratic Republic of Congo, where we're sharing and extending the vision of the World Mission Prayer League, which is to trust God and God alone. And we pray that God would raise up in the Democratic Republic of Congo, men and women of the faith in Congo who would go and reach the unreached there. Could we have the next slide, please? The World Mission Prayer League has a threefold mission, and we pray that God would be glorified and all people participate in his kingdom. The mission is that believers engage in living out their roles in the Great Commission, that populations with limited or no access to the gospel experience the love of Christ, and that we and the majority world church and ministry partners collaborate as respected equals. If you know anything about the Prayer League, we go where no man has gone before. We have many people serving in some very hostile regions of the world where we don't even publish the name of the country where they serve. We'll just say somewhere in Asia so that we don't put their lives in danger. So this is why we're so thankful for your prayers. We covet your prayers. We have a display out here, and you're welcome to any of the materials on there. And there's even stickers for the kids. So please, after church, on your way to the annual meeting, drop by and look at that display. The Prayer League is a Lutheran community committed to know Christ, to pray for the advance of his kingdom, to share the gospel and ourselves with those who do not know him. And we encourage Christians everywhere in this global task. There is no difference between clergy and lay. There is no difference between we, the global workers who are working overseas, and you who are left behind here. I love that message. You must make a living here so that you can enable us and support us to go. So we are truly one working together. And we undertake our mission, the next slide, please. We undertake our mission as Lutherans in community. We welcome a simplified and commissioned lifestyle. We commit ourselves to the frontiers of the gospel. We embrace creative partnerships for the cause of the gospel around the world. This is the mission of the World Mission Prayer League, and you'll see now in the rest of this presentation of how Eunice and I try to fulfill this mission in a very small way, both in the Democratic Republic of Congo and in Fargo, North Dakota. So an introduction and some of the challenges in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Congo is probably the wealthiest country in Africa, but it suffers from extreme poverty and harsh social environment. There's a systemic fatalism since the time of the colonial powers in the 1800s. And when the colonialism was done, they put in their cronies to govern them, and the corruption is rampant, and it has just beaten the people down and stripped them of their dignity and self-esteem. They lack self-confidence, and they're looking for outside help. The challenge is to get the local people to look to God first and foremost to meet all of their needs. We truly believe in the Prayer League that God's work done in God's way never lacks God's resources. And that means wherever in the world God is speaking and building his church, God is providing all that is necessary to accomplish that task locally and also with the help of others. So we're called to share this complete dependence on God, carrying the message of God's faithfulness. God's work done in God's way never lacks God's supplies, according to J. Hudson Taylor, and I believe Jesus himself, through sharing the word of God. And we do that by cheerleading and relationship building. That word cheerleading was really invented or brought to our work by Eunice. My wife, unfortunately, she couldn't be with us today, but Eunice is a cheerleader. Amongst the women that she serves with in the DRC. And she says, honey, you need to cheer them on too. They can do it. God has blessed them. God has given them everything they need. Let's go to work and help them. So we do this through preaching and teaching the Word of God. This is a picture of a seminary class in Chela, where we will be returning on the 16th of February. And through contacts I've had, I've been able to come across with brand new editions of dogmatic books in French, the Lutheran confessional writings, the Book of Concord in French, and then also we've got some English books there. We Are Not the Hero, and Standing on Your Own Feet, where we try to help people receive Christ and not a culture of unhealthy dependency. Next slide, please. And how do we do this? Well, we do it by promoting sustainable agriculture. Eunice and I, as you can see, there's a woman outstanding in her field, is my wife. She's quite the avid gardener and agriculturalist, and she was able to help turn this vacant lot in front of the seminary in Chela into a beautiful garden. And this garden, we were able to have more than enough to eat, and we showed them how you could sell the rest and make money. So it's beautiful to see. Right there, they have it all. They didn't need anything from the United States. The hoes were there, the seeds were there. We do like to bring some special seeds once in a while to introduce something new. Like we have a nice variety of okra that they absolutely loved. That's also open pollinated, that they can save the seed from one year to the other. So we promote sustainable agriculture. Eunice also trained in home economics. Next slide, please. She teaches the women how to do cottage industries. And she was able to teach them how to bake their own bread, make their own beignets, which is an African donut, and to process their local food in ways that they can both dry it and store it for other use and prepare it for daily consumption. I must say, it's really wonderful to go to Africa to serve with an African wife at your side. So they absolutely fell in love with her. This is a totally different culture than what she's used to in Central African Republic. But what unites them is the French language. She's able to talk with educated women in French, and the people have just embraced her. And they gave her a name, Yaya, which means beloved older sister. And because they see her, this woman who left the United States with all the comfort to come and live and work with them, they have this great love for her. And because I'm married to Yaya, their beloved sister, they call me brother-in-law. So they call me beau-frère. And without Eunice, my work wouldn't be possible. So we're just so thankful for that. Next slide, please. And Eunice saw all these palm trees around, and there is a wealth of palm oil that they use for cooking. The residue, the leftover, is a palm nut, which if you smash it, inside there's a nut, and you can heat that up and process it and squeeze it, and you get a non-edible oil that Eunice turns into soap. And so we were able to show them how to make soap, and all of the materials here you see, even this bar cutter, is all made out of local materials. Nothing comes from the United States or Western Europe. It's all locally available. And so I'm really thankful I'm married to one of the best cheerleaders in the world. Next slide, please. So not just cheerleading, we also help build relationships. And here you'll see the gentleman on the left is Bishop Goma Elbert of the Confessional Lutheran Church in Congo. And on the right is Bishop Ilunga Everest of another fellow Confessional Lutheran Church. They had never met each other, but Pastor Goma is our bishop, and he's in the extreme west of the Congo, and Bishop Ilunga is in the center of Congo, down in the south. So it's about the distance. Congo is so big. It's as big as the U.S. is for east of the Mississippi River. So if you figure Wisconsin to Florida and Maine to Louisiana, that's a chunk of real estate. And so we're up in Wisconsin, and this guy serves down in Tennessee, and they had never met each other. That's the distance. And I was able to bring them together the week before we left last July, and hopefully we can solidify this relationship and actually start sharing resources between these two indigenous Lutheran churches in Congo. Next slide, please. We also build relationships in Europe. This is Francophone. We serve in French-speaking Africa. And I was able to use materials written by this guy in black and white there, Hugh Duprier, who spent his entire career, he's a Belgian, studying and educating people in tropical agriculture. Those books are all in French, and I used those books when I served in Cameroon for 15 years, in Central African Republic for 15 years. Excellent materials that are in simple French that anybody, simple farmers, can use to study new methods of appropriate technology for farming. And I love Hugh. This saying he always said was poussière au pied vaut mieux que poussière au derrière. That means it's better to have dust on your feet than dust on your behind. And he died a number of years ago, about 4 years ago, 5 years ago. But you see in this picture, his wife and his son. The African gentleman in the middle is a nephew of mine who is a Belgian citizen. And through him, I was able to meet this Hugh's wife and his son. They have taken all of their father's works and put them in the public domain. And I was able to download on a flash drive that book, Jardin et Verger d'Afrique, African Gardens and Orchards. I was able to download off the internet and print off copies in the Democratic Republic of Congo. And all of this is free of charge. They have extra books in this warehouse that they said, if you want them, Tom, you can have them. We just need to figure out how to ship them from Belgium to the Congo or Cameroon or any French-speaking area in Africa. So we build relationships wherever we go. God is a master at bringing people together, because God's work done in God's way never lacks God's supplies. Next slide, please. And we continue this relationship building in Fargo, North Dakota. We have a very, very unique call. I resigned from Holly in 2021, started with the Prayer League, and in the summer of 2021, we were down at the Prayer League headquarters studying a new language acquisition method when the phone rang from Pastor Paul Cross from Atonement Lutheran Church. And he said, Tom, we need your help. There is an African congregation that wants to lease space at our church, and we want to help them. But we know nothing about Africans. Could you and Eunice help bridge this gap and foster a relationship? I said, well, we're leaving in October, and it was the end of July, but we'll see what we can do. And we went up and we met this congregation. It's a Pentecostal congregation from the Democratic Republic of Congo. And it was, you talk about a small world thing. Well, last New Year's Eve was our third New Year's Eve of celebrating the New Year at Atonement Lutheran Church with our Congolese brothers and sisters. We used to drink and dance on New Year's Eve. Now we pray and dance on New Year's Eve. And it was the third year. They're starting their third year of this partnership. And it's going gangbusters. Just last week, the youth leaders of the Pentecostal church met with the youth leaders of the Lutheran church to see how now in 2024 they can do more activities together. And pictured in the middle, there is a Pastor Silas and a mother and a daughter who are lay leaders in the Pentecostal church. And then the three pastors at Atonement, DJ Lura, Becky Lee, and Mark Soljum. So God is just gracious the way he builds relationships. And because this was going so well, Atonement asked the Prayer League if they couldn't keep Eunice and I a little bit longer. So our call morphed into what they call a hybrid call. And Paul Gossman, the former executive director of the Prayer League, says, "Tom, we're not treating you and Eunice as an exception. We're treating you as guinea pigs. You're the first in a new way of doing missions where we can use you half-time in the United States and half-time in the global field, and in your case, in Congo. And we believe that is all God's orchestrating." And so presently, I'm wrapping things up in Fargo. I have an office there. The Prayer League has an office at Atonement. And we'll go to Congo for 6 more months of service, Eunice and I leaving. I heard we're going to leave 3 days before Andrew Ronovig and Meredith leave on the 19th. We're leaving on the 16th of February. So we covet your prayers. Next slide, please. We also build relationships with other missions around the world, and we came across one called Five Stones Global, which promotes this book, which is excellent. I highly recommend it. We Are Not the Hero, A Missionary's Guide for Sharing Christ, Not a Culture of Dependency. And here we are at Mount Carmel. This was taken last August when we were missionary in residence at Mount Carmel. And the people on the right are from Five Stones Global. And Dan Carl and his wife, who's Panamanian, they live in Panama, and the others live here in the United States. We worked together. And we even had Bishop Ilunga? He's English-speaking. He was trained in Kenya in a Missouri Synod seminary. He took this 8-week course on Zoom with us last fall. He was in the middle of Democratic Republic of Congo. Dan Carl was in Panama. I was in Minnesota, and many others were around the world. And so we're praying God continues to build these relationships as we further the gospel of Jesus Christ. So we covet your prayers. In our first prayers, we pray that the World Mission Prayer League and the Congolese Lutheran Church clearly defined their ministry goals and expectations to strengthen their collaboration to further the kingdom of God in DRC, and that the leadership of the church and all its members would see the many blessings and material wealth that God has blessed them with, and that they would be good stewards of these resources as they work to advance God's kingdom both locally and globally, that men and women would become self-starters, engaging in various enterprises to promote self-sufficiency in Christ, that the church would become proactive in promoting multiplication of disciples and churches and sustainability in its mission efforts. So that's what Eunice and I are up to, and it's because of your prayers and your support that we're able to do this. So I thank you for your time, for hearing me out, and let me give you Paul's blessing now from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he who calls you is faithful, and he will surely do it. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, and God bless.
Thank you very
in
much.
Your journeys.
Thank you so much.
Seated. Let us bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, we just thank Lord for sending Tom down here this morning. Be with him in his journeys, Lord. Comfort and support him, Lord. And Lord, we just thank you for everything that you have done for each and every one of us. I just pray for those who are in need of healing in their journey of through surgeries or whatever the case, Lord. Be with them in healing their bodies as you have made them originally. Be with those who have birthdays this week, Lord, that they have experienced another year in your love and care. And Lord, just help each one of us to continue our journey as you are directing us. Keep us, Lord, in your loving arms. And now, Lord, let us come together and pray the prayer that you have taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done,
and earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Stand as you're able, and we'll join in singing together New Doxology.
Indeed, praise God, from whom all blessings flow. What truer words we can part today with. So, Lord, bless each one here today and lead us into this week as we journey our lives with God, the first and foremost. Lord, have mercy. Hear our prayer. You may be seated. Our annual meeting was right on the next thing here. begin, reciting our mission statement in unison. Grace Lutheran strives to be a welcoming church family, committed to the Bible and God's truth, worshiping together, and reaching out to love, pray for, teach, and serve others, and pray. Thank you. I'd like to just open this morning in some devotions. I was looking through my Bible the other day for a devotion for today. I was in the book of John, and the well-known John 3:16 just came out at me. And I read that, you know, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish and have eternal life. And I just picked that apart a little bit. For God loved the world so much. It's all about God. The next phrase is about his sacrifice of his Son, of Jesus, to pay for the sins of the world. And then it's all about us. Whosoever believes in him. And then the last, the promise that God gives us. Whosoever believeth him shall not perish, but have eternal life. That's a promise that we can take to the grave, because he'll fulfill that. So that, you know, we probably memorized this verse as a taught in Sunday school years and years ago, but it's stuck with us. It's so important. It's on this little verse. So it's so important, Lord. So let us have a prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for loving the world that you created, loving each one of us so much that you sacrificed your only begotten Son to pay for our sins. And everyone, Jew or Gentile, black or white, doesn't matter, rich or poor, whatever, that you will forgive them of their sins if they come in repentance and believe that you died on the cross for them. And thank you for the promise of eternal life with you, Lord. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Thank you. I'd like to take a moment of silence now for those that we've lost in the past year, 2023. Herman Rockel, Luann Anderson Finkauer, Randy Samp, Michael Struck, Patty Sonmore, Keith Rutherford, Donna Johnson. Let's take a moment of silence just in memory of these. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be the memory of these people, Lord, these brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen. We'll go on to have a so many thank yous that keep this church going so smooth. I just want to go down the list, and the shepherd of our flock, Pastor Brad. Our minister of music, Amy Nordland. Our minister of youth, Desa Johnson. Our minister of visitation, Hans Ronovic. Our organist, Geraldine Linsing. Our interim volunteer office help, Mary Ferguson. Our volunteer librarian, Paulette Haddock.
our treasurer, Gaylene Bader, our custodian, Susan Hafner and Debbie Bergren. She's been helping Susan. She's had some knee problems, been hard for her to get around. Our facility of support, Dean Nelson. Audio and visual, Phil Johnson, John Ripley, Trigby and Toba Radovics. Our lawn mowing people, Tanya Honrood, Michael and Ben. Our snow removal guy, Chris Bilden. Also, thank you to all the many dedicated volunteers here at Grace that makes this church go around so smooth in the kitchen, in the fellowship area every Sunday. Thank you. The board members, thank you. Council members, thank you. Everybody. This is what makes a church family in God's will.